It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Hit Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at The Pump, just south of Holton, powered by BNP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, The Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening tip to the final buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your game day headquarters all season long.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato oles, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato oles, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato oles, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Hey, we're back with you from the Al Wheeler Activity Center here on the campus of Peru State University as the Bobcats and the Benedictine Ravens getting set to go here. That guy's game. Going to be game two of the evening here on CARE. Good to have you along. Joseph is our producer and engineer back at the CARE Radio Sports Studio. Tom Couch with you here courtside, and see if we can't come up with the stats. The good people here helped me find the stats before, but none of the stat links are working today, so see if we can find what's going on here. PA Guns introducing the starters, and as soon as we're able to access them, we'll try to introduce them to you. How about that? And let's see if it's there, and boom, how about that? Modern technology. Although we don't have any starters up on here, I can tell you who the Benedictine starters are going to be. How about that? You're going to have Preston Reynolds, Declan Sullivan, Jack Vanderbooty, Bryson LaRue, and Aiden Sullivan. Those are going to be the five out there for our Benedictine. So, for Peru State, and again, I can't understand why they don't have their stuff set up and going, but I'm sure that somebody's working on that. I'm not really sure of it. Not completely convinced, but I'm hoping that somebody's working on that. Peru State in the home whites with blue. Benedictine in the traveling black with red and white. These two teams have already met once. Back on the 3rd of January, first game of 2026. And Peru State came away with a 74-65 win up in the Nolan Gym. We're set to go here and hope you enjoy it. Bobcats have the basketball to begin things, and we are underway. Peru to basketball, and already we get a stoppage of play. Here we go. Going to try to set that play clock. I don't know why it's at 25, 30, 20. That's more like it. Maybe even 19. That's close enough. Whatever. We got the game clock started. What's happened? The game clock started, but the shot clock, it did not start. So they're trying to get some of that ironed out here. And I guess if that's what they're going to do. And here the ball comes in, and I think we're underway. So, look at that. Now we've even got populated information. Now we're cooking with gas. Here's a feed over to the right side for Brew. Bobcats backing in, off the block, twisting, turning, leaning, getting inside it. Nice little up and in for Brew State. And that bucket is going to belong to Victor Lado. So Victor picking up his first 2 points in the ballgame, and Bobcats are broken out on top, 2-0. And we are moments into the contest. Benedictine with its first possession. Now feed it over to the left side to Sullivan. Aiden on the floor one time, twists and turns and leans and falls away and puts the shot up too hard. And a rebound is going to be saved back in by Benedictine. Aiden will try to power it in, goes in and up too hard this time. So Sullivan missing 2 point-blank bunnies. Not a great start to the ball game, and here comes Peru State. Bombcats into the forecourt and taking it across at the center. And they got the wrong guys on here. That is not Sean Mathau. Here's a pass in the middle. Batted away. Raymond's coming up with a basketball. BC travels with it. And the Ravens are going to turn it over. Okay. So, we're going to see if we can't figure this all out on our own here. What do you say? Kind of risky business. First State will have the ball over to the right side again. And that's going to be Isaiah Poindexter. And his shot goes up. Won't go. Rebound. Ravens and Benedictine coming the other way. We're about a minute and a half into the ball game, and it's 2-0. Brew with it on top. Out on top is going to be Deglin Sullivan. Deglin, the sophomore out of South Bend, Indiana, gets it away to Jack Vanderwoody from 17. Going to feed underneath. Bryson gets it back to Aiden, to LaRue. He'll cut across the lane, put up a one-handed runner, and tie the game at 2. Bryson LaRue. It is 2-2 ball game, and we are 2 minutes in. Now 17-15 running along in the opening half. Bobcats, little hook pass over to the left side, but a three-point shot rattles its way home. Knocking it down is going to be Victor Lado, and he has all 5 Peru State points. It is 5-2 Bobcats. 17 and a half to go in the opening half. Victor, a senior from Louisville, Kentucky. He went to Colorado State before he transferred in here. On the left side is going to be LaRue to the free throw line. Pulls up off the rim. Long rebound. Going to be slapped around it. Going to be taken down by Peru State. Bobcats up the floor. It's going to be Ty Griggs. Griggs is out of Omaha South High School. He's a grad student here. Here's a 3 from the outside. Up and no good. Rebound, Benedictine. We get a whistle. We got a foul, and it's going to be against the Ravens. The official from beneath the goal calls one that I didn't see have happening, and it's going to be a whistle on Preston Reynolds. And it's going to be his first foul. It'll be the first foul of the ball game by either team. And with 17:06 to go, we're again fighting that shot clock a little bit. Peru State is going to be putting into play at their offensive end. They'll lob it out on top, and that's going to be Victor. Victor, one hand, will push pass over to the right side. Starting left, coming right, down the lane, feet across. Victor lays it up and in. So he has all 7 points now for Peru State. 16:50 to go in the opening half. Benedictine trying to get 7-2. BC with it out on top. Got Deglin. Cover the key. Reynolds will go down the side of the lane. Falling away. Puts a shot up. And he will not hit the bucket, but he will draw the personal foul on Christian Tidian. He's a senior out of Council Bluffs, Iowa. Big man, 6'7". The free throw. Preston up and good, and Reynolds is on the board. So Preston Reynolds picking up his first point of the game. 7-3. The second free throw makes it 7-4. And Peru State coming back up court with it. Ashton Lavette, the junior from Gainesville, Florida, out of Davison Elkins College. Now, if Gus were here, he could tell you all about Davison Elkins, but I can't. Davison Elkins College. Don't know that one. 16-16 to go in the half. A little turnaround shot. It's got to be up and soft. Rebound, Vanderwoody. This might be the first time Jack has touched the basketball tonight, and we are 4 minutes into the game. And on top of there's going to be Sullivan. Deglin works his way to the right side, backing in against the big guy. Can't get around him. Pulls up his dribble. Now they'll go on to give a go. Beautiful cutter. And the bucket is going to be up and good by Bryson LaRue, and he's got four. Benedictine is going to be back to within a point. It's 7-6, 15:50 to go in the opening half. Top side with a basketball. Bob Gass will feed it over to the right side. He'll rotate it back off on top. Going to be little Victor. Now he'll feed in the middle. Shot up and good. First point by somebody not named Victor Lado, and that's going to be Christian Pedian. It is 9-6, Peru. We're almost 5 minutes in already. This game moving along briskly. Back out on top. It's going to come on the floor one time. One hand push pass over to the right side. Driving to the free throw line. No room. Back out on top of it. It's going to come Sullivan. They'll lob underneath to Aiden. He gets doubled up quickly off the block. Feeds it off on top. Shot clock's at three. The long three off the rim. No good. Here comes Peru State. So Benedictine with a long possession, but never got one good look at the rim. Podcast will bring it back the other direction. The feed underneath to Victor. He's on the block. Backs, once the shot, doesn't take it. Comes back out on top to Katie Ann. To Victor. He wants the shot desperately, but won't take it. Feeds underneath, and we're going to wave off the shot. It's going to be an offensive foul, and that's going to bring us to a media break. We're taking a timeout at 14:36 to go. We're in the opening half in Peru, Nebraska. Bobcats 9, Benedictine 6.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Hey, it's great to have you with us. Big night for the Lady Ravens tonight, and an impressive win for Coach Folsom and the Benedictine women to go to 12-1 and continue to hang on to that first spot, the number one spot in the Heart of America Athletic Conference on the ladies' side. See who comes back into the game here for Peru State. And I see them going to the bench. So coming into the game for Peru, we're going to get Denim Johnson. He is a senior from Colorado State Pueblo. Denim, a 6'1" senior. And we've also got Jamel Hollins out there. Ravens with a basketball, top side, around to the right. Ty Griggs defending on Deglin Sullivan. Player defense here by Peru. Back over to the right side. Reynolds will look it off on top. Driving into the middle. One-handed running. Oh, a pretty shot. Up and in. And Bryson LaRue with a half a dozen. Ravens trailing by one. It is 9-8. 14 minutes ago in the opening half. Laid over to basketball up top side. Swings it over to the left. They'll drive down toward the block. Ravens defense is going to cut him off. Back out is going to come to Jamal. Gets it into Denim. Johnson back out on top. Lado, shot clock at 9. On the floor with it a couple of times. Going into the lane. Change of directions. Can't get a shot away. Now just falling off. The shot is up and no good. And rebound is going to go out of bounds. It'll be Raven basketball. And let's set the Benedictine five because Coach Moody making a little bit of a change during that media break. And into the game for the Ravens is going to come Vince Duca. And also into the lineup for the Ravens is going to be Harrison Kissling. So Kissling will have it up on top. Duca will be playing at the five. You're also going to have Preston Reynolds out there, Jack Vandermoody, and Bryson LaRue. Now they're over here again looking at the shot clock. We're at 13:40 to go in the opening half. Ravens trailing in a ball game by one. It is 9-8. So this has been closed it back and forth and nip and tuck the whole way. And as I talk to Coach Folsom, I'm going to reiterate it here, and we'll also be talking to Coach Moody postgame about this at Benedictine on Saturday. They're going to be home, and it's going to be senior day. You can imagine, only 7 games left on the schedule, and this is going to be the last home Saturday. Now the ball is going to be knocked away and stolen. Here comes Peru into the forecourt with the basketball. They'll bring it down the right side and bump it back out on top. It's going to be Quentin Wright with it, and he'll pull up, send it up, and put it in. So Quentin knocks it down from outside, and the Ravens find themselves trailing at 12-8. 13-13 to go in the opening half. Kissling comes out on top. It'll go over to Reynolds, press it back out on top to Harrison. Gets it to LaRue, and the defender somehow fell off of him, and that gave Bryson a wide-open three-point shot. He'll knock it down, and BC ties the game at 11. 12 minutes and 50 to go. Shot from the outside is up and no good. Duca coming down with a rebound, and here come the Ravens. BC with an opportunity to tie it up with this possession, or to take a lead, rather, with this possession. The feed over to the left side. Back out on top, it'll come to Bryson. LaRue, top side Duca. Back over to the right, it'll go to Preston. Ravens work the perimeter. Here's Vander Moody spinning into the lane, twisting, turning, little left-hand swoop shot is up and good. Benedictine goes in front at 13-11. It is our first lead, and we're 12-18 to play in the opening half. Lado with the basketball, has 7 points. Hasn't scored in a while. The Ravens have quietened him. And as I say that, he'll go into the lane, have a shot deflected. Rebound is going to be on the floor, and Benedictine, no, not able to save it. Back over to the right side. They'll drive in, go up, and the shot is up and good for Victor. He'll tie the game at 13. At 11:50 to go in the opening half. Not a huge crowd, but the ones who are here are absolutely in tune of this ballgame and know exactly what's going on. Kissing will give it in the middle and take it back. Goes behind her to Bryson. Harrison. Vince, cross court underneath. Preston on the floor once, has the ball knocked out of his hand. It's going to be loose. It's rolling around on the floor, and first aid is going to come up with a loose basketball. And now Preston is on the floor trying to steal it away, and we're going to get a jump ball, and we're going to get a timeout. We're going to get a timeout taken. Peru, let's do it. Taking a break, Joseph, 11:24 to go in the opening half in Nebraska. It's the Ravens and the Bobcats. They're tied at 13.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
With 11:24 to go in the opening half, and the game tied at 13, Peru State is going to go with Jamal Hollins and Caleb Ehupen. Yeah, Caleb. That's a tough one. Located Denham, Johnson, Everett, Severfield, and Quentin Wright. Benedictine is out there with Preston, Reynolds, and Harrison, Kissling, Jack Vanderwoody, Bryson LaRue, Vince Duca. The feed underneath the shot. Blocked! Picked back up by Peru. Followed up, blocked again, but a Benedictine foul. So the Ravens are going to pick up the personal foul, and the whistle is going to be on Sullivan. Aiden Sullivan picking up his first foul. Free throw is up and good for Jamal Holland. So Holland collects his first foul. Drew Purdy has come into the game also for BC. One more shot coming up. Got them both. So Hollins will get 2, and Peru goes in front. 15-13. We are 11 minutes to play, opening half. Quickly, Sullivan into the forecourt. Vanderwoody comes out on top, Kissling. Rams will work it back over to the left side to Purdy. Harrison waving his hand frantically above his head, trying to get his offensive play called. The feed will go over to the right side. Purdy will go for a three, and it'll go in. Drew Purdy, I think, tried to kick out and rattled a couple of times, went straight up, and then fell straight back down through the rim. And Benedictine ties the game at 15. 10.5 to go in the opening half. Ravens on the road in Nebraska tonight at Peru State. Bobcats will cross over at the baseline, get trapped beneath the rim, can't get rid of the ball, finally lofts it back out on top. Shot clock at 6, shot clock at 5, three-point shot drained. Long-range shot by Caleb. And back up with the become Benedictine. They're going to call it a two-point shot, so let me fix that. It is a 2 for Caleb, and it's 17-15 Peru. Inside 10 minutes to go in the opening half. The ball is going to be lost. It's going to go out of bounds, and I would suspect that's going to take it to the break. It will. We're going to get a timeout. 9:52 to go in the opening half in Peru, Nebraska. Bobcats 18, Ravens 16.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
With you here in Peru, Nebraska. Happy to have you along. Joseph, producing and engineering at the K Radio Sports Studio. And I'm visiting with some of my new best friends here at the scorer's table. We're battling out how to do Caleb justice, pronounce his name correctly. Caleb Iukwu, I believe is how it is, but I'm going to find that out at halftime. It is I-H-E-U-K-W-U. Iukwu. I believe. But that said, he's going to be Caleb for the rest of this first half, I have a feeling. Ravens are going to be putting the ball in play, trailing by 2. 7 on the shot clock. They'll feed it into the lane. The hook shot is going to be up and good. Aiden Sullivan for 2, his first points of the evening. 18-18, tied again at 9:37 to play. First half. The feed will come into the lane. The ball is going to be dislodged and taken away. Here comes Deglin Sullivan. He'll race it to the top of the key, weave it over to the left side, dribble it back out on top, look into the middle, keep the ball alive as he'll look over to his left side. Larry Parker has come into the game now. Larry Parker the third will start into the lane, twist and turn, have the ball stripped out of his hands, and he's going to have been fouled. And a whistle is going to be on Denham Johnson. It's going to be his first foul of the ball game. And for Peru, it'll be team foul 3. Coming to the free throw line for Benedictine is going to be Larry. His free throw? Yep, right there. So Larry Parker the third will collect his first point of the game. And one more shot coming up for Larry. Now Benedictine is going to bring their two bigs, the 4 and the 5, Drew Purdy and Aiden Sullivan, all the way into the other end of the floor. The second free throw is going to be up, and it will not go in for Parker. Rebound and cleared away by Peru State. And Benedictine leads it by 1 at 19-18. 9 minutes to go in the first half. The feed comes into the lane, and the shot is going to go up, and it is good by Victor Lado. He's having a huge start to the game. That is his 11th point of the first half. 20-19. Ravens up from 1 a moment ago. Now trail by 1. And Parker's going to have it up top side. 8:40 to go in the first half. BC's widened the floor and widened the floor, and they've got this thing spread as far as they can. Great defense by Peru. It's not giving them any daylight to move into the middle. Out on top, shot clock's at 3. A off-balance shot is going to be taken and missed by LaRue. He had no choice. Had to take that shot as the time was running away. And here's a drive into the lane. The running shot is going to go up. It's going to go in. Denham Johnson will have his first points of the game. And Ravens now trail by three. It's 22-19. 8-10 to go first half. This game moving along very, very quickly. 8 minutes to go in the half. Driving down, Deglin. And he gets fouled and will be coming to the line. The whistle's going to be on Johnson. So Denham Johnson collects very quickly his second foul of the game. And Ravens are going to bring Vince back in. Here's the thing. Vince Duca is a big guy. Free throw. It's up and good. So for Deglin Sullivan, it'll be his first point of the game. And it's 22-20. 22-21, the Ravens are going to be back to within a point. 7:58 to go. Career with the ball, Victor Lado. He has been the difference maker for the team so far. Here's a quick three. Launch. That was way wide to the right side. Missed the backboard, missed the rim. Finally, did hit the floor. So he didn't miss the floor with it, but it landed out of bounds. And they go track the thing down. 7:45 to go in the first half. Ravens with the basketball, trending only by one at 22-21. Round to the left side, it's going to go. It's Larry with it, way out on the wing, working in front of the Peru bench. His shot is up and missing, and the subsequent rebound is going to be slapped away, knocked out of bounds. It'll be off the Ravens and belong to Peru State. Checking back into the lineup for Peru is going to be Christian Tidian. 7:27 to go in the first half. And Bobcats back up with it. Moving that thing around a little bit. See if that helps. Here's a three-point shot. No. Rebound. Pull back down by Peru. So the Bobcats are going to come back down with a basketball. And here comes the follow shot. No. They're going to kick it back out on top. Shot clock's at 8. Inside 7 minutes to go in the half. Out on top, it's going to go. Katie Ann back over to the right side. The three hits the back of the rim. It's no good. Rebound to go down. It's going to be Drew Purdy. Here comes BC. Joseph, I think I got rid of that background hump. There's a feedback out on top. Ravens again run in motion. They're widening out the floor, trying to open something up inside. A very, very good player defense by Peru State. Vince with it, 11 on the shot clock. Duca will spin and shoot and miss it. Fouled up and in by LP3. Parker picking up his third point of the game. And Benedictine goes back in front at 23-22. With 6:20 to go in the opening half, the Ravens go back up by one. Now, reaching in, the ball's going to be tied up, and we're going to get a foul called on Sullivan. That would be Deglin Sullivan in his first foul. So the Ravens are going to rotate back into the game. We're going to get Jack Vanderwoody coming back in and kind of look through the officials here. Devlin Ford's kind of hard to see. You also got Bryson LaRue back in. They're out there with Deglin, Preston, and Vince. 6:10 to go here in the first half. Peru with the basketball, trailing by one. Pass out on top, squaring up, all alone. Set shot, three, buried it. First bucket of the ball game for Ty Griggs. And it's 25-23, Peru. 5:55 to go in the first half. This has been a really good ball game in that the lead has never been large for either team, and it's gone back and forth so many times already. Here's the Ravens over to the left side. Reynolds will pick it up, go up, have the ball blocked out of his hands, and he's going to get fouled, and it'll be Preston Reynolds coming to the free throw line. The whistle is on Ashton Lovellette. It is spelled a lot like, you remember Clyde Lovellette, one of the great players at the University of Kansas many, many years ago in the 50s? Spelled the same. Free throw, missing. So Preston Reynolds, who coming to the line right here, was 2 of 2 at the line tonight. Misses that one. Now he's 2 out of 3. One more shot coming up for Reynolds, and that was not close. The push back up and in. What a follow shot by Deglin Sullivan. And as Deglin puts it back up and in, Coach Moody gets the timeout, and we're taking a break. time out of the quarter, the 5:36 mark of the opening half in Nebraska. It's Benedictine and Peru State. We're all tied at 25.
Ready to make history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500, sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
We're today's hit country from KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
It's the only radio station we agree on.
We love the music.
Today's hit country, Hot Country, 93.7.
Oh, Joseph, that was quick. That was a smooth ID that you got in there. Well done. Back to action. Here's a feed over to the right side. Peru State putting the ball in play. They're going to be trapped in the corner. Not get a shot away. Have to rotate it back out on top. Shot clock that it does it. Now into the lane. Falling away from 11. It's going to be up and no good. Rebound tipped around. And Bobcats are going to recover it. Retip the offense. Tidy Ann has it. They'll push it back off on top to Ty. Griggs back over to the right side. Quentin Wright will look to the middle. Accelerate. Goes into the lane. Falls away. Shot is up. Crawls up over the front limit of ramming in. Quinton Wright with 5, and Peru goes back in front at 27-25. 4:50 to go in the first half. Neither team has ever had much of a lead. The advantage has come back and forth in this game, and it has been absolutely outstanding. Spinning into the lane, there's no room to get inside. Deglin Sullivan outsized in the middle. We'll kick it over. And falling away, the shot is going to go up. It's off the rim. No, and as he is knocked to the ground, we're going to get a couple of free throws coming up to Bryson LaRue. The foul is going to be on Caleb. Before the free throws, it is media timeout time. And we'll take a break. 4:29 to go in the opening half of what has been an entertaining men's college basketball game here in Nebraska. Time out on the floor where it is Peru State 27, Benedictine 25.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
I'm probably going to regret this because as soon as you say something like this, it always goes south. But really low scoring game in this one. The ladies' game was pretty high scoring contest, and Coach Folsom talking after the game, you know, how the Benedictine ladies and the Peru lady teams, the number 1 and 3 scoring teams in the conference. Well, right now, these two teams, with 4:29 to go in the opening half, 27-25, so. Not particularly high scoring right now. Coming to the line with his team down 2, it's Bryson. First free throw is good. So Bryson LaRue will go into double figures now. That'll be his 10th point of the game. One more shot coming up. LaRue takes his time and drains it. So Bryson with the 11 of the game, tied again now at 27. Peru will get into the forecourt with 4:20 to play in the first half. So bring the ball out on top. Quentin Wright back over to the left side. It's going to be Ty. Griggs feeds the ball to the left block, dropping in. Shoulder bumps a couple of times. Now back out on top to Ty. 3, no, off the rim. And rebound to get down. It's going to be Banner. Moody gets it away to Aiden. Or rather to Deglin. Sullivan into the forecourt. Inside 4 minutes to go in the opening half. Ravens with a basketball in a 27-27 ball game. Heels all the way to the center circle for Deglin Sullivan. He'll dribble it over to the left side. Pulls up. Goes 3. Got it off the glass, Deglin Sullivan. How about that? It'll be 6 points for Sullivan, and the Ravens go up. 30-27. it may be the largest lead for Benedictine in the game. I'll have to check my numbers here. And now it's going to be lost. It's going to go out of bounds. We have a foul. The official's looking and looking. And we're going to get a foul called on Preston. So it'll be the second foul of the game for Preston Reynolds. And he will come out with that second foul. And BC is going to bring Drew Purdy back in. Purdy looking, comes in over to the right side and all the way into the corner. It's going to be Caleb. He'll accelerate, go to the block, reverse layup, crosses over and scores it. Caleb has four. It's 30-29, Benedictine by one. 3:20 to go in the opening half. Ravens on the road here tonight before coming home Saturday for senior day already. Hard to believe. Here we are at the end of January, senior time. Looking into the middle, the feed will go. It's a shot off the window for Vanderbilt. It's up, no good. And a rebound is going to be cleared away by Lado. Here comes Victor. Down the floor, travels with it. No whistle. You heard the moan from the crowd as they saw that, but the official trailing the play did not make that call. Here are the Bobcats, Quentin Wright. Quentin works his way over to the left side, kicks it there to Caleb. His shot is up, no good. Rebounding down, Vander Woody, and the Ravens are going to race it into the forecourt. Sullivan taking it down the right side, 2.5 to go in the half. Benedictine with the basketball, up one, 30-29. All the way to the free throw line, the kick in the middle. Bensay lays it up and in. It was a little scary for a minute as it bounced around, but it goes through, and Duca gets his first point. 32-29 in the Ravens once again with a three-point lead. 2:15 to go in the half. Purdy with it over to the left side. That's Ty. Griggs comes out on top to Lado. Back in the middle to right, Quentin. He'll step inside. 17-foot runner. Hits the front. Pulls up. Goes in. That was another very, very nice shot that goes up and in. And it's 32-31 Benedictine. A minute 50 before intermission. Drew Purdy will have it up top tight. He's guarded by Caleb. Feeds it to Sullivan. Back and away is Deglin. Shot clock to 8. Shot clock to 7. Deglin to Jack from the baseline. 3! They're going to give him a 3. I thought he was closer than that, but Jack Vanderwoody picking up his fifth point of the game, and it's 35-31. Ravens go up 4. It is their largest lead of the evening. And we're down to 1:20 to go before halftime. The feed down to the baseline. It's going to be saved by the Ravens. And now, Bitsay picks it up. And I don't know how they call the travel on Bensay as he's lying on the floor. I didn't think that he had made a basketball move, and now the officials are going to have a little powwow at the top about it. With a minute 11 to go, Coach Moody's right in with him. He's helping him decide that. I didn't think he made a basketball move, which is what makes a difference in whether it's a travel or whether it's just sliding across the floor. With a minute 11 to go, and they are going to give it to Peru State at the baseline. It'll belong to the Bobcats, and inbounding it is going to be Quentin Wright. Quentin looks it in, comes over to the right side, a quick three-point shot off the mark. Ravens are going to rebound it down. With 1 minute to go in the half, Benedict with the basketball and a four-point lead. Walking it across midcourt is Declan Sullivan. His heels just barely across midcourt. Way out in the corner. Now he'll play off of Bensay's screen. Back to the right side. Deglin looks to the middle. Now we'll turn, fall away. Shot is up. No good. Got foul coming to the line. Deglin Sullivan. The foul is going to be on Peru State. It will be the third. Is that right? Oh, the second. The second on Denham Johnson. No, Johnson picks up the personal foul, and Deglin Sullivan, 7 points so far. The free throw is good. So that will be his 8th point and 9th point. So Deglin Sullivan hits them both. And Ravens again go up by half a dozen. It's 37-31, 41 seconds to play in the half. And again, Benedictine has set a new high water mark for itself, up 6. Peru, little hook pass over to the left side. Full feet into the lane, back and in, twisting, turning. The shot is up too strong. The follow shot is up too strong. The follow shot is up. Ain't good, plus 1. Except they missed it a first shot, and they missed it a second shot. On the third opportunity at the follow, the bucket goes in. The foul gets committed. It's going to be on Aiden Sullivan. It'll be his second. And a chance at a conventional three-point play for, yeah, you know who it is. It's Victor Lato, because he's been fantastic. Misses the free throw. He's got 13 points. And here comes Benedictine. Shot clock is off. Ravens with the ball in the backcourt. And Sullivan loses it. And a break for the Ravens as Peru State is unable to regain control of the basketball. Quentin Wright touched it last. And BC will be putting it in play in front of the Raven bench. 15 seconds left in the half. Shot clock, of course, is off. Preston Reynolds will inbound. Gets it to Jack. Vanderwoody back out on top. Preston. Preston will go into the lane. Fall away. Puts a shot up. Doesn't get fouled, but will hit the bucket. So Preston Reynolds with 2. And now Peru with the ball. 5 seconds and 4. And the ball's going to be batted away. The Ravens are going to steal it. And a half-court shot. Remarkably close, but not good. And we've come to the end of the opening half. And it's been a good one for Benedictine. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you. The teams are going off the floor into the locker room. Benedictine 39, Peru State 33.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato Olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Activity Center here on the campus of Peru State in Peru, Nebraska. Halftime of the guys' game finds Benedictine in front, 39-33. And let's recap that opening half scoring for you. First of all, for the Bobcats, wow, Victor Lado. He is having a huge first half, and he's had a lot of those. He's 13 first half points. He leads his team, and he leads all scorers as they go into the locker room. But beyond Victor, the scoring drops dramatically to Caleb Ihukwu with 5 points. 4 points each for Jamal Hollins and Quinton Wright. 3 in the first half for Ty Griggs and 2 apiece then for Denham Johnson and Christian TDN. For Benedictine, how about Bryson LaRue? 4 of 7 from the floor, 2 of 2 at the free throw line, 11 points to pace the way for BC. 9 in the first half for Deglan Sullivan and I'm going to say it. Deglan, I'm going to regret doing this, but he hasn't missed a shot yet tonight from the floor or from the free throw line. Deglan with 9. 5 in the ballgame for Jack Vandermoody. 4 for Preston Reynolds. Drew Purdy, Larry Parker III, each half 3. And the big guy, Vince Duca and Aiden Sullivan, each with 2. So when you look at those numbers and you notice that those 2-point scores are your 2 5s, you think, wow, I can see where the scoring in this game is coming from for Benedictine. It's coming from the outside. So how are they scoring it up from the outside? Well, the Ravens are shooting, I'm not even going to say well. They're shooting fantastic. Peru is 14 of 31, 45%. That's good. Benedictine is 13 of 21. They're hitting 62% from the floor. 4 out of 5 three-point shooting. That's 80% from the outside. And 9 out of 12, 75% of the free throw line. Those are incredible numbers. And it's going to be very hard to maintain that level of scoring in the second half. But right now, those are incredible numbers. And they are the reason that the Ravens have that nice halftime lead. Peru State has turned it over only 4 times. Ravens with only 3 first half turnovers. Rebounds are even at 14 apiece. I mean, these two teams have played a fantastic and a very entertaining first half of men's college basketball. Lady Ravens, will they win very comfortably in game one tonight? And the Benedictine guys going to see if they can get back on the bus and have a Ravens sweep on the ride back to Kansas. We'll see how that shakes out. Don't go away. Second half of the men's game coming up live here on Kid Radio. But right now, with the halftime score in Peru, Ravens 39, Bobcats 33. We're kicking it back to our man Joseph at K Radio Sports Studios for a very brisk January halftime.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. I'm Joseph Kerr with you this evening, taking a look at the Kerr Country Sports Schedule. We've got basketball on tap for you tomorrow night as Marhill Mount Academy will be taking on Bishop Ward. Tune in around 6 to 6:15 or so for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime around 8 o'clock. Wednesday, we will not be having Benedictine Ravens basketball as they are having the night off. Thursday brings us back to Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Then we'll have High School Coaches Insight, where we will talk to the coaches of JCN, ACCHS, Marhill Mount Academy, and Atchison High. That is following Sports Look on Thursday nights. Friday brings us back to high school basketball, as right here at Hot Country 93.7, we'll have Atchison versus Lafayette. That game has got a 6:15 start for the girls. The boys will take to the court sometime right around 8 or so. Saturday brings us back to Benedictine Ravens basketball. As 2 p.m. comes around, we'll have the women's taking on Central Methodist. The men's team will be taking on Central Methodist right around 4 p.m. or so. I'll be back in just a moment with the women's scores.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service satisfaction, and animal health meet.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Taking a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference and women's games, we had three in action today. It was Culver-Stockton over William Woods with the final of Culver-Stockton Ladies 76, William Woods 45. Mid-American Nazarene beat Graceland 81-41. And in the game that you listened to earlier right here at Hot Country 93.7, we had the Benedictine Ladies with a 79-59 victory over Peru State. I'll be back in just a moment with a look at the men's scores in the Heart of America Athletic Conference.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening tip to the slam and buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your game day headquarters all season long.
In men's basketball, we had an early game between Graceland and Mid-American Nazarene. Graceland beat MANU with a final score of Graceland 72 to Mid-American Nazarene 65. At the half, it's Culver-Stockton leading William Woods by 3 points, 40-37. And in this game, we've got the Ravens ahead by 6, with Benedictine sitting at 39, Peru State 33. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 10 above tonight under clear skies. Winds out of the southwest 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 26. Lows around 6 above tomorrow night. Mainly clear. Mainly clear and dry Wednesday. Clouds on the increase by Thursday. Low 30s Wednesday. Low 20s by Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 17 degrees and clear in downtown Atchison. It feels like 3 out there with the winds out of the south-southwest at 15 miles per hour. The relative humidity is at 70%. The air quality is good. The dew point is at 10 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure, well, it's falling. It's 30.28 inches of mercury. Be aware that although it was bright and sunny earlier today, there will most likely be refreezing over elevated structures and along, well, places like your stairs. Be very, very careful and watch out for some of that black ice. It's going to be forming tonight. Conditions are just right.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Couch live at the arena for the second half action.
Hey, welcome back to the Al Wheeler Activity Center here on the campus of Peru State in Peru, Nebraska. Joseph, many thanks. Back in the Care Sports Studio, taking care of us, getting us the news, weather, and yeah, the road updates. We'll try to motor home as carefully as possible. I'm even seeing that the Atchison County Road and Bridge is going onto social media and informing you that the crews are closely monitoring the evolving road conditions. The high winds are pushing significant drifting. And, well, I noticed that on the way up is the highways, you go along and it'd be clear, and then the next thing you know, there'd be a half a mile of just blowing snow across the roads. It's kind of hard to see the edges, but it'll be just fine. It'll be a lot better. Ravens hold on to this 9-6-point lead at halftime and come away with a win and a couple of Benedictine W's on the way home. That always makes a road trip a little more fun, a little travel a little more enjoyable. We're getting set to go to the second half here. Benedictine leading 39-33 and being paced by Bryson LaRue with 11 points. Get set to go to the second half for Benedictine. It'll be the original five of Preston Reynolds and Jack Vanderwoody, Declan Sullivan, Bryson LaRue, and Aiden Sullivan. For Peru State, I'm looking down here, looks like, yeah, they're starting five. Victor Lado and Ty Griggs, Quinton Wright, Ashton Levette, and Christian TDN. The guy I haven't figured out yet is Ashton Levette. This guy's really good. Hasn't scored yet tonight. I'm surprised by that, but I don't think that's going to happen all night long. You know, he's probably going to get his. He is too good to not get on the board this evening. And here's the thing with Ashton. I don't think he's taking a whole ton of shots here tonight either. 0-for-3 shooting the ball. All of them 3-point shots. So there is that. Fouls this evening for Benedictine. Preston Reynolds has two. Nobody else with more than one. For Peru State, Denham Johnson, Kristen Atidian, each with two. And a handful of players out there with one. So here we go. We're set to go to the second half. The Ravens and the Bobcats. Peru winning in the first game between these two teams in Atchison on the 3rd of January, 74-65. I think it's probably going to take more points than that to win this one here today. Here we go. Ravens put the ball in play. We're back at it. And 2 seconds in, we stopped the game because the shot clock did not begin. So we're going to have to take a couple of seconds off of that shot clock and get this thing all ironed out here. Here's the thing. You start the half or you start a quarter, you know, for the girls' game, it's really easy to see when the shot clock and the game clocks do not correspond. As the game goes on, it becomes more difficult to ascertain whether they are accurate or not. They just come up with more, you know, odd numbers. But here we go. So the Ravens will be putting it in play. Sullivan will go to the left side, crossover underneath. Gerald will back off on top. Shot clock at 13. Here's Bryson to Preston. He'll go three. Won't get it. Rebound. Pulled down by Peru. Bobcats coming up with a basketball and Ashton Levette will rebound it down. Quinton Wright will bring it up the floor and work his way over to the left side. Sweeping. Hook bounce pass down to the block, standing in the lane for the longest time, still in the lane, 3-point shot is up and good. And we mentioned it, there's Ashton Levette, we talked about him, did not score in the first half, but he will hit that one. He's now 1 of 4 from outside, and the Raven lead cut in half is 39-33. 19 minutes ago in the opening half. Here comes Benedictine. Ravens will feed, 15-foot turnaround, good for Jack Vanderwoody, 7 points, 41-33. Six. From the top, another three launch. That one will not go in for Ashton. And here's the thing with Levette. He is the kind of guy who knows that to score, you got to shoot. To get out of a shooting slump, you got to shoot. And he is perfectly willing to shoot the basketball. And he's going to shoot a lot more before this game's over with. Ravens have it down to the right side. A little running one-handed shot is up, and it's going to spin out. Would not go down for Declan Sullivan. No foul called, and the Ravens are going to turn it over back up with what come. Peru State. 18-18 to go in the ball game. Bobcats with a basketball, treading Benedictine by five. Ravens up 41-36. The feed goes over to the left side to Quinton. Run the feed down to TDN. Back out on top. Lado alone, a three. Air ball wide, wide, wide to the right side. Not even close. And here will come Benedictine up court with the basketball. Ravens in the traveling black uniforms tonight. With red and white lettering, a trim in for Peru State. It'll be the home whites with blue. Kind of a Kentucky blue. Here's a feed in the middle. Preston goes in, goes up, hits the runner. Preston Reynolds with six. 43-36. Ravens go up seven. And with 17:40 to go in the ballgame, that is their largest lead so far today. Quentin Wright will bring it down the left side, working in front of the scorer's table, pulls it up, jumps it over to the edge. Here comes Ty Graves, spinning into the lane, loses, but it travels with it, but no whistle. But the Ravens are going to come up with the steal. Here comes Sullivan, and he'll lose a handle on the basketball. Back the other way is Levesque. And now we'll get a travel, and right now it's gotten a little wild, and I think both coaches are going to want their teams to be a little more under control than that. Checking into the lineup for Peru is going to come Denham Johnson. Johnson in the game, and the Ravens are going to bring it up the court against the full court pressure, having trouble getting it across the timeline. They'll lob it over to the right side to Preston. Reynolds comes back out on top, heading into the lane. Not a lot of room for Bryson. The Rue pivoting with the left foot, back covered on the left edge. 17 minutes ago in the ball game, 43-36. Ravens in front on the road tonight. Here comes Bryson, gets inside Lado. Ball gets knocked away, it's on the floor. Lado's going to pick it up. Victor will outlet it into the forecourt down the left side. Ashton Levesque. Couple of head fakes there now behind the back pass, and the reverse lamp is going to be up and good. Give the bucket to Denham Johnson. He's got four, and it's 43-38. 16 and a half to go. Benedictine back down court with it. For the Ravens, probably one of the things they're going to want to do is the second half unwind, to be patient with the ball, be selective with their shots. Here's a nice pass underneath, and a crossover is going to be up and good for Deglin. Sullivan with the 11. 45-38, BC. 16 minutes to go. Little bounce pass over to the left elbow. Back it in. Twisting, turning. It's going to be Johnson. Back to the right side. The shot's going to be blocked by Sullivan. And from the wing, the foul is going to be called. Ravens are a little frustrated that Aiden Sullivan is going to be called for what will be his third foul of the game. Coming to the line is going to be Ashton. After the first free throw, we'll get Vince into the game, and his free throw is up and good. Back into the game for Peru is going to be Caleb Ihukwu, and that is the correct pronunciation. I checked with the PA guy. We're also going to get back into the game Larry Parker III, so you got Reynolds and Sullivan, Parker, Vanderwoody, and Duca. Both free throws are good. It is 45-40. Benedictine, 15-50 to play. And Declan Sullivan down the floor. Dribbles it up way up high. Slides over to the right side. Flips it to the edge. Larry backs away with it. Now with a tall dribble, Larry bounces it off of his ankle, and the Ravens are going to turn it over. 15 and a half to go. So for Peru State, the ball's going to be put in play here on the near side. It's going to be Ihukwu putting it in play, and Christian TDN, the big guy, brings it up the floor. Look at him handle the ball. He'll give and go over to the right side to Johnson. Back out to the top. Levesque for three. It's short. Rebound LP. Ravens up the floor. to lob to the near side, and Benedictson's going to throw it away. Another failure to communicate on the upcourt play, and BC will turn it over. Peru will have it play immediately right here beside it. 6:15 to play. Peru with the basketball, but the Ravens still with that lead. It's 45-40 BC. The kick over to the left edge. TDN will go into the baseline, and the driving shot across the line is going to be up a good final event. And Ashton, who did not score in the first half, already with 7 in the first 5 minutes of the second half. Here's Reynolds to Vince. Back out on top to Deglin Sullivan. 45-42 Ravens. 14:40 to play. Shot clock at 10. Sullivan goes all the way to the baseline, drives across, out on top to Parker, shot clock at 5. Larry spins into the lane, in trouble, turns and shoots and gets it. Ravens knock it down. That was a big shot that they needed in a pivotal moment. 47-42, 14:20 to go. Big shot by Larry Parker. He's got 5, and now here's from underneath the rim. It's going to be up and good by Johnson. But Denham Johnson hits the bucket, and Peru continues to battle back. And as the pass comes out on top, we get a whistle. We get a timeout. Yes, let's do it. We're going to get a timeout. Benedictson taking a break. Joseph, 14:01 to go in the game. It's the Ravens 47, the Bobcats 44.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
With 14:01 to go in the ball game, Benedictine leading at 47-44 on the road here this evening. Kind of that unusual week. We talked to Coach Folsom about it. Ravens were supposed to play Saturday, but the weather moved it to Monday, which is a game they don't normally play. And then there will not be a game Wednesday, a day they do normally play, because it's going to be their bye week. And so the Ravens won't play again until Saturday, which is already the final home Saturday, which means it's Senior Day. So kind of a big deal. Senior Day for Benedictine Saturday. Looking forward to that, but first, we're looking forward to the last 14 minutes of this game. BC with the basketball on offense. They lead by 3. And the ball's going to be knocked away from Parker, and it's going to be stolen away by Peru State. That was just hard defense. Ashton Levette, he was relentless chasing that basketball. Back over to the left side. He'll drive, goes in, goes up, falls away. Shot no good. Rebound is going to be saved by Peru. The dish to the corner, the set 3, buried, and Peru is back in front. Quentin Wright hits a 3-point shot. We're going to get a timeout. We are at 13:27 to go in the guys' game. It's now Peru and Benedictine. They're tied at 47.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Check it back on the old scorebook. Benedictine took the lead in this game with just inside 4 minutes to go. It was tied with 4:26, and just inside 4 minutes, the Ravens took a lead of 30-27, a lead that they have not relinquished. Peru has cut into it and cut into it, and for the first time since that moment, Peru has tied the game. But the Ravens continue to have not trailed in, well, what, we're 6.5 into this half, and you add another 3.5 there. Yeah, it's been 10 minutes since the Ravens have held a lead. So here we go. BC putting it in play against some full court pressure. And it will come into Harrison Kissling. He'll have the ball knocked out of his hands and out of bounds. It'll come back in again to Benedictine. Now 28 of the shot clock, 13:25 to go in the game. And Prue really putting on the high intensity defense on that inbound. Fighting to get it in. It'll come into Parker. Larry doubled up in the backcourt. Gets it away to Harrison. Kissling has his pass thrown into the arms of a defender and stolen. And Kissling reaches around a bear hug to him and notices that he made an error. Grabs him up. And he fouled Denham Johnson, who had stolen the ball. He anticipated the pass, leaped in the air, pulled it down out of the sky. Now, Denham wants an intentional foul. And officials around here, I think, may be discussing it. Because first two and now three officials have come together at the top of the key. And I think are talking about, is that an intentional foul? And frankly, yeah, probably. But going to be justified as not being that? Can you say, oh, I just was reflexively going after the ball? Foul is going to be on Harrison. And it will not be an intentional foul. So Harrison Kinsling picking up the personal foul. It'll be his first. It'll be Benedictine's second foul of the second half. Nobody's fouling. Put away. Here in the second half. That will be team foul two for the Ravens, and there has been one team foul by Peru State. And we are almost 7 minutes into the second half. And now the officials again have huddled up, the trio has, and looking to administer this inbound. It will be put in between the scorer's table and their bench by the Bobcats, and it'll be Ashton Levette to inbound it out on top to Quentin Wright. Quentin pulls up his dribble between the circles, dumps it over to the big guy. It'll come back in again to Quentin. They want to get it to TDN. Instead, they'll cut in the left side of the lane. Here's a give and go. Beautiful movement to the basketball with the driving layup. It's going to be up and good by Quentin Wright. Bruce State is back in front. It is 49-47. Ravens are down a pair with 12:50 to go. Here comes Kissling. He'll go into the lane. Now, crucial for Benedictine to continue to battle back. The shot's missed. The follow's back up and in by Bensay. Tuca has four. And we're 49-49. 12.5 to go. They'll go big, TDN, baseline, working against Bensay. Two very big men down to the baseline. Here's a follow shot on the left side, way too hard. Rebound is going to be taken out off the floor by Peru. The follow shot is going to be up and in, and looking for a foul that he's not going to get. It's going to be Denham Johnson, but he'll pick up his 8 point of the ball game, and the Ravens will bring it back into the forecourt on that long outlet pass. Duca has his pass batted away. Stole it back by Peru. Right now, the Bobcats are just showing some great speed, and now we're going to get a travel, and the Ravens are going to get it back. 11:55 to go. It is a 51-49 Bobcat lead. Benedictine with Reynolds, Kissling, Vanderwoody, LaRue, and Duca. And again, Peru going with that intense full court pressure. I mean, it is like up in the grill, full court pressure. Here's Duca. Goes up for the power move, and he's going to get blasted away from the rim. So no bucket, but free throws coming up because Ashton Levette said, you know what, I would rather foul you than let you throw that thing down. And so that's what is going to happen. With 11:46 to play, Vince's first free throw is not good. And the Ravens are looking to get back to within one. We're going to get Daglund back into the game. One more shot coming up from Bensay. The crowd making a little racket. The second free throw, nicely done. It is a one-point game. So it is 51-50. Benedictine is down one with 11 minutes and 40 to go. Big game here in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, and we're at a point in the season with this conference jammed up the way it is. A good week or a bad week could completely change a season because you've got like eight or nine teams within two games of one another in the middle of this conference. Ravens having trouble with the basketball. They'll get it into the forecourt. And what do we have? A 10-second call? And that's what it's going to be. So the Ravens did not get it into the forecourt. It is 53-50 Peru State. And now we're going to get a Raven timeout. We are. Let's do it. So for Benedictine, pivotal moment in the ballgame. They have seen Peru State come from down seven to take a lead. Now, for the Ravens, it's important to battle back and not let Peru get a handle on this thing. Take it away from 11-19 to go in the ballgame. It's Peru 53, Benedictine 50.
Ready to make history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500, sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
To go at a ball game and coming out of the timeout. Who we got out there for the Ravens? It's going to be Preston Reynolds and Harrison Kissling, Declan Sullivan, Bryson LaRue, and Vince Duca. Peru's going to be putting the ball in play. You got TDN out there and Lavette with Quentin Wright into the game. Denham Johnson still out there and Caleb Ihukwu. Here's a three for the right side. It's up and good. Ashton Lavette. This guy did nothing in the first half, and he has been fantastic since intermission. And Peru goes up six, 56-50. And Ravens going to turn it over on the other end of the floor. Hammond BC trailing by four, 56-52. Quentin Wright goes over to the elbow. Back out on top, Quentin. Big guy for three. No. And long rebound, Denham Johnson comes out on top to Ihukwu. Tell you what, Denham, he kind of is a glue for this team. Feeds it over to the right side, shot clock at seven, and now we're going to have a turnover. So Peru Saints going to turn over the basketball, and for Benedictine, important to take advantage of any of these opportunities. Now trailing by four. Nearly three quarters through the game. 10:15 to play. Kissling will break it into the forecourt, skip it over to the left side to Deglin. He will go all the way to the side of the lane, back out on top. They'll try to feed the middle of the Ravens. They're going to throw it away again. Here's the outlet up the floor. The ball is going to be loose. It's going to get away. It's going to go out of bounds, but we're going to have a foul called, I think, on Bryson. As he reached in to dislodge the basketball, they're going to call a foul on LaRue. And Bryson will pick up his first foul today. And that is going to bring us to the media timeout at 9:59 to go in the game. So, three quarters through here in Nebraska. Timeout on the floor. Peru State 56, Benedictine 52.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
9:59 to play. The Benedictine Ravens trail Peru State 56-52. Ravens have had a lead for a portion of the game, and neither team has ever had a very, very large lead. The Ravens up 7 has been the biggest advantage for either of these clubs. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph in the studio. Tom Katz with you here, courtside. Preston Reynolds and Harrison Kissling is going to be out there. You're going to get... Hold on. I'm going to fix that. I think Harrison's going to check out of the game. He will. And the Ravens are going to have, looks like the starting 5, maybe. Just looking across here. Yeah. 4 of the starting 5. You're going to have Vincent in at the 5 spot. Backing in. Peru trying to get a shot away. Hook shot sweeping up and missing. Rebound. Duca. Here comes Benedictine. Duca, LaRue, Sullivan, Kissling, and Reynolds in the Raven 5. And now the ball's going to be knocked away from Deglin. He looked at the official. No foul called. And now the ball's going to be driven into the lane. Backing in. Twisting, turning. Easy layup. It's going to go up and miss. Rebound tipped out. Ravens are going to control it back down. A break for Benedictine that Peru was not able to capitalize with the score. 9:20 to go in the game. Pass comes out on top. Over to the right side to Preston. He'll lose a handle on the basketball. Swings it over to the left side. Cutting in the middle. Cutting through 2 defenders. Hook shot up and good. LaRue for a pair. Bryson's first points of the second half. Give him 13 to the ballgame. And it's now 56-54. Ravens down 2. 8:50 to play. Bobcats widen out the floor a little bit. Denham Johnson goes all the way to the baseline. Changes directions. Rotates air ball. Shot up. Missed. Rebound. Benedictine. Here come the Ravens. And for Peru, the coaches, he's suffering with every missed shot down here right now. Here comes Deglin, backs in, feeds it to Bryson. 8:20 left in the game. 11 on the shot clock. Deglin goes in, back on the top. Bryson goes 3, too long. Rebound, Benedictine, but we get a foul on Vince. So Duke is going to pick up the personal foul. It'll be his first. It'll be the Ravens' 4th foul of the second half. Can you believe this? With 8:13 to go to ballgame, Peru has 2 fouls in the second half. Now, sometimes that's really, really good. Sometimes that can be bad. And I say that because if late in the ballgame, Peru finds itself needing to get the Ravens at the line, suddenly you got a lot of fouls to give. Here's the call over to the right side, way out on the elbow, comes back out to the point. Lado with it. We haven't heard from him in a while. Back over to the right side to Lavette. He'll pull up, goes 3, shot short. Rebounded underneath by TDN. It's going to be knocked out of his hands, picked back up and up and in. It's going to be Denham Johnson, and that guy seems to be in the right spot all the time. Denham Johnson, 10 and a half, 12 in a ball game. And it is now 58-54. With 7.5 to go. Ravens will feed underneath. Shoot. Off the window and miss it. The shot will not go in for Aiden Sullivan. And back up it will come Peru State. So for the Bobcats, a 4-point lead in the basketball with 7:11 to play. They'll go back door. Ravens trap the ball. Back it'll come to the top. Lavette for 3. No. Rebound. Preston Reynolds. Here comes Benedictine. Preston all the way down the floor. Crosses over. Reverse layup. It's up and good. And what a nice play. Ravens back within a pair again. It's 58-56. Inside 7 minutes to play. 17-foot shot from straightaway. No. Rebound Reynolds. Benedictine with a chance to tie this up. They'll attack the bucket. On the other end. The shot. No. And LaRue thrown hard to the floor. Some frustration taken out by Peru and Kirsten TDN. Now the officials are having a word with the coaches and the players, and officials coming out and telling TDN he's got to kind of calm down just a minute. It'll be all right. Ravens are going to come to the free throw line, and it'll be Bryson LaRue. So Bryson getting a couple of free throws. Not really quite sure about what's happening with the at the score table with the substitutions getting set to come in for Peru. LaRue's free throw is in. So Bryson hits that, giving him 14 points and making it a one-point game. 6:37 to go in the Ravens. One more free throw, down one. They could tie it up right here. It's up. We're even. Game is tied with 6.5 minutes to play. 58-58. This was a great one. Both teams playing well. Neither team has been able to really establish a dominance in the game. The Ravens held the lead for quite some time, but never a big, big lead. Threw it to basketball back over to the right side. They think about the three, would really rather not. Now they're going to step inside. 4 on the shot clock, 3 on the shot clock, 2 on the shot clock, 1 on the shot clock. They don't get it away. Outstanding defense for the Ravens. And Benedict with 6:03 to play. We'll have the ball in the backcourt. Again, the officials coming over here to the score table. I'm not sure exactly what they're squaring up, but whatever it is, they seem to be satisfied. And now, Peru's going to change tactics a little bit. They're not going to press all the way up the floor. They're going to pick up the defense. I thought they were going to pick it up at midcourt, and they continue to backpedal. They're going to pick it up at the top of the key. 5 minutes and 50 to go in the game. 58-58. Ravens out there with Reynolds, Kissling, Sullivan, and LaRue. Here's a feed in the middle. The shot, it's up, it's good, and the Ravens go in front. It is 60-58, Benedictine. 5.5 to play. They'll come out to the top side. Victor Lado, Quentin Wright, back to Lado. So tough early in the game. He's forcing his way in. Hook shot misses. Rebound, Preston Reynolds. The bucket by Bryson LaRue a moment ago has given Benedictine the lead. And now BC is going to be patient with the ball. Here's Bryson. Goes in through two defenders. Puts a shot up in traffic and misses it. A little bit off balance and probably a shot taken more quickly than he would have wanted to. And back up, it will come through. Pushing off, driving in, crossing over, laying it up and in to tie the game. A nice move by Caleb Ihukwu to tie the game in immediately. A Peru State timeout. So Ihukwu hits the bucket. We're getting a timeout. 4:58 to play in the game. It's Benedictine 60, Peru State 60.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot foot sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
I tell you what, here at the Al Wheeler Activity Center, there's been a couple of great ball games tonight. The Ravens on the road here in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. College basketball, the Benedictine women winning in game one tonight and here in game two. This thing is going to come right down to the wire. With 4 minutes and 58 to go in the game, it is a 60-60 score. It will be Benedictine basketball in play in a backcourt. For Peru, you've got Caleb Ihukwu and Denham Johnson. I got Quentin Wright, Ashton Levette, and Christian Tidian. The Ravens will have Preston Reynolds inbounding it. Reynolds and Kissling. Sullivan, and LaRue. And for Peru, they're going to go back to that full court, very intense pressure. Preston will get it into the forecourt, get it over to Deglin. There's something about Deglin Sullivan handling the basketball. You're just like completely comfortable knowing that it's going to get there. It's going to be fine and he's going to get it where it needs to go. How huge is that to have a point guard that you can have that kind of faith in? Here's a turnaround shot in the lane. It's going to be up a good Preston Reynolds with the bucket of the Ravens are back in front. Reynolds has 8. 62-60 Benedictine with 4:25 to go. And the Ravens are up 2. Out on top is going to be TDN. Big man playing it up at a high post. He'll swing it over to the left side to Labette. Ravens will stick with that player. Defense, they've been with it all night long. Out on top, you're going to have Labette. He's got 10 points. Nobody in any foul trouble. There have been hardly any fouls committed tonight. Driving across, their running shot is up and missing. Rebound tipped around and pulled down by Preston Reynolds. The Ravens have four team fouls. Peru has three team fouls in the second half, and we're at 3:50 to go. And BC is going to slow this thing down. Take a little air out of the basketball. Here's Deglan Sullivan with it. Works his way over to the left side. Goes around. Stops to the left side of the free throw line. Brings it back out on top to Preston. Reynolds on the floor with it one time. Over to Deglan. 3.5 to go. Driving in. The shot. Up. Up the window. Count it. Wait a minute. The official's waving off the bucket. He is emphatically saying no basket. They're going to call a hold prior to the shot on Denham Johnson. It'll be his third foul with 3:34 to go. So there's not a bucket and a plus one. Coach Moody is out on the floor. He is not very happy. And now you got Peru's coaching staff out on the floor. They're not very happy. And so this is, they're explaining it to the officiate. The officials are explaining it to the coaches, and they're like, okay, this is how it is. And so here we come. Braves are going to put it in play all the way into the backcourt for the baseline. 3.5 to go. Here's Bryson. Topside Deglan. Shot clock at 12. Deglan into the lane, spinning, turning, falling away. The shot is up and no good. And we're going to get a foul in the middle, in the traffic, and let's see which way it's going to go. It's on Peru. It is going to be on Victor Lado. And remarkably, Victor picking up only his second foul of the evening. 3 minutes and 21 seconds to go in the ballgame. Ravens are going to bring it back out on top. Here's a three. Jack. No. Rebound. Saved by Aiden. And BC is going to reset it. Oh, here's a three. In and out. No. And Ravens do not play patient basketball. They don't take any time off the clock. Hanging on to the two-point lead. Deglan saw a shot. He liked it, but it didn't go down. That's one of those shots. If you hit it, that was a great idea. But if you don't hit it, not so much. Now the ball's going to be knocked away and stripped. It's going to go out of bounds, and it's going to be Benedictine basketball. Superb defense down at the baseline against Peru State to meet their goal. And the Ravens will bring it back in. 2 minutes and 50 to go in the ball game. 62-60 BC in front. Deglan Sullivan will bring it up the floor, glide over to the left side, just barely in the forecourt, back it away, being guarded by Denham Johnson. He's going to run a little time. There's no pressure. There's no count. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Deglan out on top. Preston with six. Gets in the lane, falls away, shoots and scores. Preston Reynolds, that was a big shot. He's got 10. 64-60. 2:19 to go. Ravens go up four. It is a two-possession Raven lead. Now the drive to the right, and the shot's going to be deflected. BC will rebound it down. Walking it into the forecourt, Deglan Sullivan. The Raven guys, I got to tell you, with 2 minutes to go in the game, now a minute 59, they are looking really physically tired. And now Denham reaches in and commits a foul. It'll be his fourth personal, and so he will have to be very careful, as I will tell you that he is a linchpin for this team. A minute 57 to play. Shot clock went to 20, and the Ravens are going to get it in. Out on top. Here's Deglan. The Peru coaching staff is all the way here to midcourt, maybe just a little beyond. All the way out to the center. Here's Deglan with 6 seconds. Deglan with five. Drives in. Reverse layup. He'll get it. Deglan Sullivan behind the head layup. He's got 13. And it's 66-60 with a minute 32 to go. Ravens go up a half a dozen. They're on a little run right now. It was tied at 60. The ball out on top to Denham. Over to the left side. Levette goes three. Missed it. We get a whistle. No, we're going to get no shot. Waving it up. There's going to be a timeout before the shot. Let's do it. What a finish we've got in store. With a minute 20 to go in the ball game. Timeout on the floor. Benedictine 66. Peru State 60.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
I'll tell you what, Murray State head coach Roman Gentry, he's working here tonight, taking that time out. And his team has been back and forth and back and forth with this one. And the Ravens doing a great job on the road here this evening. And you got to understand, Coach Gentry, in his third year here at Murray State, last year took Murray to the championship. For the Heart of America Athletic Conference, they ended up 20-12, and yeah, he's got them playing well again this year. But Benedictine in a good spot, leading it by 6 with a minute 15, 14, 13 to go. Drew puts the ball in play, comes out on top, 3-point shot, it's up, it's in. Huge three for Quinton Wright, 66-63 with a minute 4 to go. The Raven lead cut to 3. Back up with it. Here comes Benedictine. Ravens over to the left side. Out on top, it's going to be Bryson. Shot clock at 16, 15, 14. 46 seconds to go in the game. 45 to go in the game. About a half a minute between the shot clock and the game clock. Bryson will move with it on top. 7 on the shot clock. Bryson with 6. Bryson with 5 loses the handle. Ravens pick it up with 3. And they're going to throw it at the rim and not going to get a shot away. However, they take the clock down to 31 seconds. And again, Coach Gentry is on his feet. He's all the way out here beyond midcourt. And he is in the hip pocket of the official. And he is working them in now. The trio of officials are going to come together in the center of the floor. And Coach Moody's going to, while they're talking among themselves, Coach Moody's going to call his team over and talk to him. Coach Gentry is going to call his team over and talk to him. And we're going to remind you that we've got no Raven basketball on Wednesday. It is their bye week or bye game in a season, and they will be back in action, and we'll be with them up in the Nolan Gymnasium on Saturday. It is Senior Day. They're going to change the clock from 31-7 to 33-3, I believe is what he just told us. So they are going to add, 1.6 seconds to the time remaining. There you go. 33.3 is what they're going to call it. And it'll be 30-second shot clock for Peru State. Bobcats have Victor Lado and Denham Johnson, Quentin Wright, Ashton Levent, and Christian TDN. For Benedictine, it'll be Preston Reynolds and hang on just a minute. Let me see who Coach is going to – I think he's going to switch up a little bit here. I got Preston right in front of me and Bryson right out here. Jack Vanderwoody, Aiden Sullivan, and Bryson LaRue, or Deglin maybe. Yeah, Deglin Sullivan. But not Harrison. It's going to be Jack. Yeah. So for Benedictine, the starting 5. Bruce State going to put this in play right here beside me. And it's going to be Ashton Levette to do the inbound. Ashton will bring it in. And here comes Quentin Wright. Peru on offense, down 3. They'll be looking for the long shot. They'll dump it over to the left side. Backing in. Kick it back to the outside. Not cutting into the lane. Back to the outside. Down to the corner. The uncontested 3. Boom! Ties the game. 3-point shot, Caleb Ihokwu. And Ravens up the floor. Timeout at midcourt. We're taking a break. This is coming down to the wire. Timeout on the floor. 13.7 seconds to go in the game. The Ravens are going to have it when we come back. It's Benedictine 66, Peru State 66.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
We're today's hit country from KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
It's the only radio station we agree on.
We love the music.
Today's hit country, Hot Country 93.7.
I'm telling you, these coaches are working them up right here. Here we go with 13.7 seconds to go in the ball game, a game that is tied at 66. The Ravens are going to have it in play to my immediate right, like literally right here in front of me. It'll be in the forecourt, and they'll bring it in to Declan Sullivan. BC going to be looking for that final shot. Way out on top of it is going to be Denham defensively working against Deglin. He'll back away, pull up for the shot. He wants it, misses, tipped up, missed it. Rebound, no, and we're going to go to OT. Ravens had 2 shots that they liked, and neither one would go down. And we're going to be back. Joseph, let's make it a 60 as we go to overtime at the end of regulation in Nebraska. Benedictin 66, Peru State 66.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BNP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Back with me here in Al Wheeler Activity Center. We are going to overtime in the men's game. It's 66-66 for Peru State. Victor Lado had no points in the second half, but still leads his team in scoring with 13. Denham Johnson and Quentin Wright with a dozen apiece and 10 apiece for Caleb Ihukwu and Ashton Lavette for Benedictine. Bryson LaRue leads all scorers with 17 points. Declan Sullivan with 15 and 10 for Preston Reynolds. Jack Vanderbilt, 7. To the Ravens, traveling black uniforms with red and white. Peru in home white with that dark, dark blue. We're going to come into the center circle to jump it off, and here we go. Ball is up the tip of the way. Ravens are going to control it down. We are underway. In overtime, Benedictine with the basketball. It's going to be Vanderrudy. Jack will bring it out on top to Aiden. Over to the left side to Deglin. Back to Jack. Out on top, Preston. He'll play off the screen. Goes in, goes up, missed the layup. Had a great screen set by Sullivan, but didn't get the shot to drop it. Peru State will be back up court with the basketball. Ravens hitting 58% of their shots. Peru hitting 48% of theirs. Two teams both shooting really, really well tonight. Here's the ball into the lane. It's going to be knocked loose, and we're going to get a whistle. We get a foul. Officials are going to determine it is on Declan Sullivan. For Declan, it'll be his second foul. So Peru will inbound it. They'll reset the shot clock to 20. still tied at 66. Here's the inbound. The shot goes up, and we're going to get a Vandervoorde foul. He was in a terrible position. He was behind his man. The ball was inbounded to Ashton Lavette. And Jack just came around from the back, commits the foul. Lavette's two free throws. The first one is good. Ashton did not score in the first half of the game. He got 10 points in the second half. He was 2-2 at the free throw line. Now with that one, he's 3-3 tonight. Second free throw, airborne, and he will hit them both. And Peru has started the overtime in front, 68-66. 4:10 to go in OT. Here's Benedictine. Out on top, it'll be Bryson LaRue. Bryson has had the hot hand for the Ravens. He's had the hand like that for your career. Here's the long two. Yes, Bryson ties the game with his 19th point. 68-68, 3:45 to go. Back up top side. Threw a lob it over to the left edge. Kristen TDN backing in, pushing, shoving, hook shot, no rebound, tipped out. Crew's going to rescue it. They'll drive it down to the baseline right. Back, they'll go to the top. Couldn't get in the middle. Great defense. And now a little fadeaway shot, misses, and rebound, Ravens. Benedictine will glide into the forecourt. And again, it's going to be Deglin Silverman. Defender runs into him. Is there no foul here? Here it finally comes. Big collision. Plenty of contact. And the foul is going to be on Caleb Ihukwu. So for Caleb, it'll be his third foul. Shot clock at 33:14 to go. Benedictine at the free throw line. That one is up and good. So the Ravens up there for the 1-1. And Deglin Sullivan will hit his 16th point. And Benedictine goes back in front by one. It is 69-68. Sullivan's second free throw. Got them both. 70-68 Ravens. 3:12 and counting to go in the overtime period. TDN will have it up to the top side. Big man will play it up at a high post. Swings it over to the left. Quentin Wright tries to drive in. Gets it back to TDN. Little head fake. No travel. Losing a handle of the ball. And it's going to get away. Saved by Peru. Multiple steps. No travel. And we're going to get a Raven foul. Wow, lots of steps driving into the lane. A foul is going to be whistled on Aiden Sullivan. I've got him for four. So Aiden picking up his fourth personal foul, and the two teams now are at seven, and that means it'll be the 1-1. Coming to the line for Peru State, Quentin Wright. He's got a dozen points. He's not shot a free throw yet this evening. Front half of 1-1 is good. And Peru has been really solid at the free throw line. They have not missed a free throw in the second half or in overtime. In fact, they've only missed one free throw all night back in the first half. They've been solid at the line. This one is up and good. He will hit them both, and we will be tied again at 70. 2:49 to play in OT. Ravens with the ball into the forecourt. Here comes Deglin, and he will bring it back out on top. Shot clock's at 15. 2.5 minutes to play. Sullivan will play off the screen. Comes out on top. The pass in the middle is going to be saved. Back down with it. The shot up and good by Preston. So Reynolds will hit his 12th point of the ball game, and Ravens back up again, 72-70. 2:15 to go. Feed to the big guy. His shot misses. Rebound, Ravens. Aiden Sullivan comes down with a missed shot by Christian TDN. And that was a big shot that was very, very much should have been hit. It was close. He was inside. He just put too much on it. It went over the front of the rim. And the Ravens are going to come back up with it. BC over to the left side. 10 on the shot clock. Back it'll go to Sullivan. He'll lose it. Players on the floor, scrum for the basketball. We're going to get a jump ball called. Yes. 5 seconds on the shot clock for the jump ball. It's going to give it back to Peru. Ravens in front, 72-70. We're going to get a timeout. Yep. We're taking a timeout with Coach Roman Gentry. Aren't we? I thought he was taking a timeout. Maybe not. Hang on, Joseph. Apparently, he waves off the timeout, and the Ravens are going to make a switch. Duca comes in. Sullivan comes out. It's an offense-defense switch here for Benedictine. Minute 42 to go in OT. Curry State will pick the ball up at midcourt. They'll dish it over to the right side. Ihuku will take it to the block. Packing in is Victor. Powers, shoots, misses, rebound. Benedictine. Ravens coming up with a missed shot. Crowd's gotten pretty quiet right now in Peru, Nebraska. As the Ravens will come into the forward court, leading by 2 with a minute 20 to play. And again, it's Denglin Sullivan up here, right in front of us, way out near midcourt, dribbling the basketball beyond the 28-foot mark. Now he'll play off the screen, start to the left, go down into the lane, twist, turn, spin, shoot, miss. Rebound is on the floor. Players getting grabbed. No whistle. Here we go up the floor. Peru on the transition. We'll feed into the middle. Lob it back on top. Alone, the shot for the lead is in. The bucket from the outside by Lava Labette. And Ashton, with a big three, puts Peru up by 173-72. 46 seconds to go. Ravens with a basketball. Here's Declan with it. And Bryson LaRue gets mugged and knocked to the floor. The foul is going to be on Victor Lado. It'll be his third foul. Ravens coming to the free throw line, and they trail by one. At the line, Bryson LaRue. The crowd has come back to life. Making a little racket right here. Bryson eyes this thing up. Front half of the 1-1. Yes. We are tied again. 20 points for Bryson. One more shot for LaRue. For the lead. And yes. 74-73. And we are taking a timeout. What a finish. 34 seconds to go in the overtime. It's Benedictine 74, Peru 73.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Good to have you back with us here on Care Radio this evening. We had a couple of great games tonight. Lady Ravens a winner in game one. And the Benedictine men lead by one. We're in overtime, but there's plenty of time left. 34.9 seconds to go. Out on the court for Peru State. The Bobcats in the game at 11-8, 7-5 at a conference. They are out there with Caleb Iwuku and Denham Johnson, Quentin Wright, Ashton Levitt, and Christian Tedian. Benedictine coming in at 10-10, 6-6 in the conference. Here we go. Back up, it will come through. Walking it up the floor. And what does the official stop? Now, there's an issue with the time and with the clock, and they're going to try to get this worked out here. The question is, what is the correct time? It is showing 28.3. Well, the problem is the shot clock is off. And it ought not to be. So here we go. Let's reset this. Okay, here we go. 28.3, 24 seconds on the shot clock. Okay, so here we go. So there is a 4-second differential between the game clock and the shot clock. Peru's going to bring it in. Very near midcourt, almost going over and back was Quentin Wright. He looks at his feet, making sure he didn't cross over. Got the ball batted away. Sue's on the floor, and we get a whistle. Is this going to be a foul on Benedictine? I'm thinking that's what it is. Official's going to walk over here. Ravens think it could go the other way, and they're going to call a foul on the Ravens. And the same official the Ravens have had trouble with all night long makes that call, and he's going to put Peru at the free throw line with 18 seconds left now. This will finish off the shot clock. It will go away. And so here's what's happening. 18 on the shot clock, or 18 on the game clock. 74-73, Benedictine. Coming to the free throw line, it's going to be Christian Tedian. Christian has 2 points tonight. Has not shot a free throw tonight. And a big guy. Going to be there for the one-on-one. Got to hit the first one, and does not. Ravens rebounded there. And immediately, Peru commits the foul. 16 seconds to go. The foul at the Bombcats, it is on Denham. John Sinden. I'm telling you what, the old veteran, Denham, he knew what he had to do and made the supreme sacrifice for a team fouling out, knowing that he had 4 fouls, but also knowing, I don't know that anybody else was going to be able to be aware to commit that foul, and he was, and he did. And the Ravens coming to the free throw line is Preston. The front one. Yes. Benedictine goes up two. It's 75-74. Front half of the 1-1 successful. Ravens by two. This one would make it a 3-point lead and force a 3-point shot for Peru. And yes, Ravens go up 76-73. Here comes Peru into the forecourt. They're going to get a timeout. They are. We're going to take a break. Joseph, 12 seconds left in the overtime. It's the Ravens leading at 76-73.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
What an incredible finish we're having to this guy's game here tonight, and we're very pleased that you've elected to join us here on Care Radio, KAIRFM, Horton Atchison. I could do that anytime. I don't have to wait to the top of the hour. It's all good. 12.9 seconds left in overtime. Ravens leading at 76-73. See who Benedictine will come out with. It'll be Vanderwoody, Reynolds, Sullivan, Deglin, Vince Duca, and Bryson LaRue. So, again, Vince in there for the defense. They've got him matched up on Christian Tedian. 3-point lead. Peru looking for the long shot. They're going to try to screen somebody off and get him open on the wing. Out on top, it's going to go to Labette. Ball batted away. Saved by Peru. Spinning into the middle. They will not take that 2-point shot. Here's a three. Air ball way off the mark. Rebound. Pulled down by Peru. Off-balance shot. It's a buzzer. Off the mark. Ravens rebounder. Benedictine wins it in overtime. What a win for the Ravens on the road tonight. The final score in overtime, Benedictine, 76, Peru State, 73, And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amber Well Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this.
Ready to make history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening set to the final buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your game day headquarters all season long.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato oles, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato oles, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato oles, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Welcome back to the Al, the Al Wheeler Activity Center here on the campus of Peru State University, where tonight, big night to be a Raven as BC takes two, sweeping the Bobcats. Game two tonight took them overtime for the Ravens. Moved to 11-10 on the season and 7-6 in the Heart of America Athletic Conference with a win over Peru State here in OT tonight. Wow. Where do we begin? First of all, I guess, let's just recap the scoring for Peru State. I got Ashton Lavallant with 15 points leading his team. 14-9 for Quentin Wright, 13 for Victor Lado, a dozen for Denham Johnson, and also in double figures, it was Caleb Ihukwu with 10. It drops off pretty dramatically then to Jamil Hans with 4, Ty Griggs 3, 2 for Christian Tidian. For Benedictine, Bryson LaRue continues to be absolutely fantastic. Bryson, 21 points tonight for the Ravens in this big win. Deglan Sullivan had 17. Preston Reynolds, a huge shooting night. 5 of 7 up from the floor for 14 points this evening. Jack Vanderbooty had 7. 5 for Larry Parker III. 5 also for Vince Duca. Drew Purdy knocking down 3. 2 for Harrison Kissling. And 2 tonight for Aiden Sullivan. So with that said, we're waiting for Coach Moody, and I'm assuring you he's going to be out here and probably sooner than later. The shooting numbers are absolutely remarkable, okay? That's going to be one of the things that we need to talk about with Coach, because Peru State is good. It did really well. They put up 64 shots, okay? They almost took 20 more shots than Benedictine. Hit 43, almost 44%, 43.8%, 28 of 64. 9 of 27 from three-point range, and 8 of 10 at the free throw line. Huge. The thing is, one of the two free throws they missed was the front half of a 1-1 in the overtime. And that turned into be a huge missed opportunity. Now for Benedictine, these are numbers that are going to be very hard to replicate. If you can shoot like this, you're going to just win a lot of ball games. 27-47, 58% from the floor, 4-10 from outside, and that is a really small number of three-point shots. Here comes Coach, and 18-22 at the free throw line, 82% at the free throw line. Absolutely stunning numbers for Benedictine here this evening. And Coach, welcome back. And I don't even know where to begin, man. I'm just looking at things. I'm looking at numbers. And your guys played a fantastic game tonight. I mean, you got to be so darn proud of them.
Yeah, I am. I'm proud of their toughness. I mean, we kept it simple tonight, Tom. It was all about possession and toughness. And I don't know if we won the possession game because we gave up 13 offensive rebounds and turned it over 14 times again. But I tell you what, those guys out there tonight battled. I mean, Preston Reynolds didn't come off the floor in the second half. I mean, they showed some toughness tonight against a very physical team. I think the second half we took their best player out of the game. He wasn't, you know, he was flustered. Their preparation for this game was on point. Yesterday's practice was precise. They knew exactly what we had to do to win this game. You know, the press gave us a little bit of trouble and got them back in the game and even maybe got it to overtime, but we did not freak out. You know, I mean, like, we had a couple of freak out moments, but it didn't continue. We showed composure. You know, we haven't outscored, I don't know if we've outscored anybody from the free throw line this year, period, let alone by 10. So I'm going to give a lot of credit. I'm going to give a shout out. I don't think anybody listening knows this guy, but Adam Rieschel, our GA, his dad was down for alumni game last week, you know, just to be here as a fan. And he caught me after the game at a local establishment and told me that he thought our guys should visualize free throws. You know what we did this week? We visualized free throws. We didn't shoot them. We did a little bit, but we did a lot of, like, standing there at the line and visualizing free throws. And you know what? Mr. Rieschel, it worked. So we'll give him the credit on that one.
Coach, was part of the game plan to shoot fewer threes than normal? Because I'm looking up here, and I'm used to a number bigger than 10.
Mm-hmm.
Was that a plan, or did it just turn out like that?
It's the way Peru guards.
Okay.
Peru, when you do anything in the middle of the floor, Peru's guys are going to lock down the guys on the corners. And that's basketball spacing. So it wasn't that we weren't going to shoot threes. It was that we were going to drive. I mean, Preston Reynolds drove the ball all night long from the top of the key. And, you know, we scouted it really well. Our staff did a good job of looking at if we set a middle ball screen and we rotate somebody in behind it at the top of the key, we're going to get downhill. And you have to. You know, like Bryson LaRue, I thought he was really aggressive driving. And you know, we got to I call it the dots. We got to the charge circle. And, you know, we had a couple that looked silly and they're falling down and throwing them up, but we're getting there. And that's what you got to do against Peru. You got to get to the circle and you got to make them pay for playing that defense that fans out and takes away the shooters. Jack drove one in the first half all the way to the rim. I thought our bigs played good, but Preston, Bryson, and Deglin attacking the rim all night. That was the game plan. It wasn't not shoot threes, Tom. It was attack the rim off the bounce.
At any time that your guys shoot as well as they did tonight, and they got some good shots, they got some good looks, and I saw some screens happening out there that you got to be really proud of when you go back and review some of the stuff. But you know, you're almost hitting 60% from the floor, and that's going to win an awful lot of games.
Yeah, I mean, we shot it well tonight. I think that day of rest on Saturday during the snowstorm helped a little bit. You know, got our legs underneath us. But I'm just going to give all the credit to our players. I mean, they were dialed in. They knew what it would take to win this game. You know, I think they felt like Peru came into our building and. You know, not embarrassed us, but out-toughed us, and we weren't going to let that happen. You know, this is a tough place to win, honestly. This is a tough place to win. So really proud of the effort by all our guys. I thought that we grinded tonight. This was physical.
Okay, crazy week. Okay, we don't normally play on a Monday, but here we are. We normally play on a Wednesday, but we're not going to do that this week. But we are going to play Saturday, and it's a huge game because it's your last home Saturday, and that means it's senior day, and you got people.
Yeah, this is going to be a big one. You know, it's a big game, first of all, now, you know, with this win and playing CMU's right there in the standings with us in the middle of the pack.
Everybody's
in the middle of the pack, but every game's big. Yeah, Saturday's a senior night. It's early because we don't play a Saturday in February, like you said. We're going to recognize Bryson and Preston and Jack as a senior, and then Derwin Wilson, our manager. And, you know, I hope there's a great crowd. If you're listening and you can be here at 4 o'clock or be at Nolan Gymnasium on Saturday at 4 o'clock, that'd be great. not hard for me to think that far ahead right now.
I'm sure.
But it's a while. We got a couple of days here to get our heads wrapped around it and get juiced up for CMU.
And for your guys, you know, with this long break, it's the longest like gap that you're going to have this year. You're going to have to handle that a little bit different, maybe give them a minute, or how does that work?
Yeah, we'll practice tomorrow a little bit, especially those guys that didn't play much tonight. They'll get them down and play so that they're sharp and stay in basketball shape. Some of our high-minute guys will probably have a little bit more rest tomorrow. And then we'll take Wednesday completely off, nothing. Go do your own thing, get it out, and then Thursday we'll start prep. For CMU and, you know, light practice Friday, get ready to play on Saturday. I mean, this is the push. Oh, yeah, seven left, you know, and like I've always told you for years here on the radio, February is moving month.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Looking forward to it, man.
We're looking forward to it, too. So we're going to get a little bit of rest this week. We'll be juiced. We'll be ready to go. I hope we show up physically like we did tonight. This is the team that that I know we've got. So I know they're going to learn from this and keep getting better.
Coach, congratulations. A win like this goes a long way and makes a lot of good things happen.
It does, Tom. Thank you. Have a safe trip back.
You got it. Ryan Buddy, head coach of the Benedictine Guys of the Ravens, with an exciting overtime win. BC sweeps at Peru State tonight. I want to thank you all for having joined us here this evening. Till we greet you next time, for Joseph, our producer and engineer at K Radio Sports Studio, Tom Couch here in Peru, Nebraska. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard right here on Care Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.